I'm Michelle Polino, and this is Fox News Radio. And we are speaking with Mario Von Peebles. Mario, welcome. Thanks for spending a few moments with us.
Thank you for having me on.
So, Mario, you have a new project, and I really kind of like it. Why don't you explain it a little bit?
Okay. This, you know, there's that Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, and we surely do live in interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of think, you know, crazy times need crazy movies.
That's a great way to describe it.
Armed, and it's intense. And Armed just won the audience award at the Newark Film Festival, which is exciting because that's real people. It's not that sort of little one percenter group of, oh, bravo, we love your film. Real people that come and go, man, this movie is exciting. It's entertaining. It is something that'll make us think. So, Armed is a, well, let me start by saying, sometimes we hear that saying, there's nothing that stops a bad guy with a gun like a good guy with a gun.
Right.
And in my career as an actor, I've played from, you know, New Jack City to Posse to, I've played a lot of good guys with guns.
Right.
But I've never played a good guy like the character I play in Armed, he's on the no-fly list, and he's heavily armed. He's a good guy. But things get really intense, and the tagline of the movie is, what could go wrong? Well, a lot can go wrong, a lot does go wrong, and a lot goes right, too. Armed is based on real stories.
Right.
And, you know, real stories pulled from the news, but it's a thriller. It's a kick-butt thriller.
Right.
And that part of what I love doing, I remember when I worked with Clint Eastwood on Heartbreak Ridge, Clint said to me, you know, he said, in terms of cinema, he said, beat me, whip me, but never bore me. And Armed will not bore you, let me tell you.
Well, here's the thing. It's co-starring Ryan Guzman, and it's a thriller focusing on a possible conspiracy. And I like how you started, I kind of teased it a little in the beginning because I had a feeling you might mention that proverb. It reflects, I think the movie reflects everything that we're seeing right now in our world.
Right.
Right? We're seeing conspiracies. We're seeing, a government that we're really unclear who's who and who's doing what on both sides of the aisle. And kind of at the core of this film is this conspiracy, right?
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to put it, is that it reflects some of the times we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And at the core of it, you know, basically, I play Chief. My character's Jason Pratt is Chief. And he's down on his luck for the last 10 years. He's now staying at his successful younger brother's house. He's gotten a part-time job as a barber. I'm a terrible barber in this movie. I'm not the guy you want to go see for a haircut. And in the barbershop, we have comedian Roland, DC Young Fly. We've also got Roland Martin. We've also got Paul Rodriguez. So we've got a really full barbershop.
Paul's amazing.
And then something goes awry. I don't want to tell you what happens, mm-hmm. but I give the wrong guy a really bad haircut. And my character Chief has to flee. And we slowly realize that Chief's backstory is he used to be with the U.S. Marshals. He was the head of an elite team for the U.S. Marshals. He led his team into some kind of problem, and something went wrong, and one by one, members of his team show up heavily armed, and they're looking for answers. They want to know what the heck happened to them, and they're holding Chief responsible. They want him to lead the way. And Chief says, listen, people don't even trust me to cut their hair anymore. And they said, no, man, we trust you with our lives. Lead the way. But they're heavily armed, and they're all amped up. And so Chief says, listen, put down the weapons for just 7 days. And let me see if I can get some answers. And he tries to get some answers, and all kind of things happen. And there's a third act twist that people don't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And in audiences, it's funny because you watch the movie, it's a roller coaster. First two acts in Armed, they're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And then that third act twist is a big one. And we just got a great review from the military website.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is exciting. And people have come up to me because Chief is fighting with a couple issues. He's fighting with the world outside, of course, and the conspiracy and trying to figure this out for his team. But he's also battling a little of the world inside his head. And people have come up and said, I've never seen a guy that was also dealing with a little bit of mental illness played heroically and amicably as a good guy trying to get it right. And he's aware that he's got some his own demons to work out. And in the course of it, he winds up figuring out what's going on. And what's going on is way more than people realize. That's... So Armed is a surprise package. You know, it's a thriller. You know, hold on to your seat. Don't go to sleep on this one. I mean, people, if you go for popcorn, you'll come back and go, what did I miss? We had a couple people do. And so we've been getting like 4- and 5-star reviews on iTunes from all the real people. That's what I love is when real people respond. And one of the things I've done is I'm now finally on Instagram, Mario Van Peebles, and I love when people see the movie and hit me up on Instagram and tell me what they think.
Oh, that'd be great.
Arm starts a conversation and you want to continue that conversation. And I've had people come up and tell me really interesting things after the movie.
All right, let's listen to a clip from Armed, starring Mario Van Peebles.
I've been loving and respecting my wife for 18 years. Even my girlfriend knows that. Turn the TV up.
There's been another mass shooting today.
I take a lot of heat where I say, guns, you gotta have them.
This sort of thing just seems to be happening with more and more frequency.
Man down, we need backup.
Chief, you need to see this.
Get out of now.
Something happened to us in that raid, Chief.
We were exposed to some sort of chemical.
Here we go. We're just going to go down the dark hole of conspiracy theories.
This mission requires that we stay cool.
Cool breeze, baby.
We do not recognize the federal government.
They're going to recognize you.
You got a military website to give you a high rating on this film. That means something. That means something to... you know, the film goers of this country.
Yeah, it does. It's, that's, you know, I've played characters that, you know, I played Stitch Jones, the Ayatollah of rock and roll in Heartbreak Ridge. So that means something because that, you know, folks in the military have served and have gone through a lot. And I think they find a kindred spirit in Chief. And again, like I said, he is a good guy. Mm-hmm. And he's aware that he's got stuff to work on internally and externally. And a lot of our folks, when they come back from serving, you know, are dealing with internal and external battles. And to see someone win, you know, and overcome in a real way, not totally be, not everything wrapped up with a bow at the end.
Right.
I tell you that too.
Right.
But, and be entertained. That's the other thing, is to entertain first.
Right.
So that is a real, that's a great vote to get. And I try to make films, you know, go off to for the studios and do the movies they want me to do, and I love those. But I also go off and make that one movie that I'm compelled to make, and that's like Armed is not made by committee. You can tell it's, you know, a unique vision. It's, you know, love it or hate it, you're going to definitely remember it. Same thing with my first feature, New Jack City.
Right.
Or my Western Posse. Love them or, you know, hate them, you're going to remember them if you saw them. You know, even USS Indianapolis with... Nick Cage about the sinking of that ship.
Well, you've had a career of playing really great American heroes. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
I mean, that's, you've had a career of that. Not many people can say that.
Yes. Even Solo. You
know? Yeah, I mean,
And there are bits of that in Armed. You know, we and the other thing is that, you know, when I made Armed and put it together, I was able to get some really interesting cast, including Bill Fichtner, who's terrific, and you'll remember him from Heat and Independence Day and all those action movies. And then we did a lot of our own stunts. So if you look at Armed closely, you'd be like, there's no cutting away. That's crazy Mario jumping over that wall.
That's good stuff. And you know what? When actors do that, like when you do that, when Tom Cruise does that, it makes... You feel it, you know, what you're doing is making the audience feel what you're going through. And that's the actor's job, really.
Yes, and taking you inside that character's head.
Right.
And so it's been exciting. I always say there are three loves in life. Love what you do, love and enjoy the folks you get to do it with, and love what you say with your work. And with, you know, I'm enjoying the business I'm in. I'm enjoying a lot of the folks I got to work with, Bill. I found, like, some, you know, sometimes you meet people for the first time that you feel like you've known before, and Bill's one of those people.
Mm.
And I'm loving getting, you know, what the work gets to say that makes people think a little bit, that Armed is an action sort of thriller, but it will make people lean forward. It's based on real stories. Mm-hmm. And when folks from the military come out and check it out and dig it, and real audiences dig it, that's a really good start.
Oh, this
I'll
is great.
That any day.
Yeah. Well, Mario Von Peebles, thank you so much for spending a few moments with us.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Armed is in theaters.
But, Armed is in theaters, but
right
it's
now.
Also on iTunes, on demand. It's on Amazon. It's on all those platforms. So you can see it on almost every platform.
Literally,
right,
you can go home.
You can see it everywhere. Yeah.
Right now, and put it on and say, this is what we're watching tonight, hon. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. Or you could go on armedmovie.com and see where it's playing near you.
All right.
On armedmovie.com.
And follow.
Again, follow me on Instagram. Hit me up. Tell me if you loved it, hate it. Give me your thoughts.
Mario, thank you so much.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye. I'm Michelle Foligno, and this is Fox News Radio.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to Fox News Podcast shows ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or follow wherever you get your podcasts.